This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Carsten Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. We have the Good Vibe Tribe. I bought everybody Mega Millions lottery tickets. We'll find out if we become millionaires on the show today. Spoiler alert. I think you would know that because we're still here. So that would probably tell you everything you need to know about whether we won or lost at the lottery. And we're going to talk a lot about the inauguration, how all of the events will unfold today. And there will be some presidential pardons on the show, too. Oh, and also we're going to talk to the governor of Massachusetts' wife, the first lady, Mrs. Lauren Baker.
There it is.
First Lady Lauren Baker.
Better.
I come this morning bearing gifts before we get to the Good Vibe Tribe, Kennedy.
Really? Did you bring snacks?
I have purchased us all a Mega Millions Quick Pick.
What do you mean, ooh, us all?
I bought one for you.
No.
I bought one for Annie.
Let's go.
I bought one for producer Dan, and I bought one for myself.
So what does that mean? Divide it by four if we win?
No. We're not dividing anything by four. I'm going to read you your number, Kennedy, and if you win, 50-50 split, you and me.
Oh.
I'm your angel investor. Kennedy, your number is 13.
All right.
17.
Yep.
18.
Yep.
41.
Yep.
50 and 2.
Oh.
There's a 50.
Oh.
Okay. So no, not a winner.
We got one. I don't know what that means.
But it's not the starred one, so I don't know if that's the
multiplier. Yeah.
Annie, what's the total, by the way, on this win? 800 and something million?
Something like that.
Yep. All right.
$970 million.
A bajillion.
All right, Annie, yours are 12.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
26.
Yay!
Yeah. I have a 26.
46.
Nope.
63.
No. Nope.
And then 5.
Oh, 5 is my lucky number.
Uh-huh.
Not today, it's not.
But producer, I have a 26.
Producer Dan?
Yep.
5.
Nope.
15.
Eh.
24.
Eh.
55.
Meow.
65. 12.
Thanks for playing.
All right. And the last one is just for me alone. Sorry, guys. I'm not sharing this with anybody. 24.
Yeah.
38.
Yeah.
49.
Yeah.
51.
Yeah.
64.
Yeah.
And 14.
Nope.
I didn't get anything?
Nope.
No. You got two numbers right and two different things.
What does that mean, Kennedy?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So there were two winners in Florida that got the 5 and the mega player.
Oh, wow. So what
and then
they
there
win?
Were one, two, three, four. Mm, there were quite a few match 5 winners in different states. But
so even if we only get one number, we don't get anything.
Mm. I'm afraid not. However, the Powerball is still out there.
That's tonight. Tonight is the Powerball.
Yes.
Right. And this one is $730 million.
Well, you guys owe my wife $14.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, have you bought your Powerball ticket yet? A woman in Toronto just hit the lottery. She hit it for $47 million.
Wow.
And she used numbers that came to her husband in a dream 20 years ago.
Love that.
A very rich anonymous donor gave $40 million to put 50 civil rights lawyers through school. The NAACP announced it this week for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And even if we end up having to get the COVID vaccine every year, you might not need a shot. A drug company in England is testing a new vaccine that comes in a pill. There's a woman in Wisconsin who recently beat the coronavirus. She is gearing up to celebrate her 109th birthday.
Wow.
Jeez.
There's a hotline you can call when you need to scream to blow off some steam or some stress that has happened during the pandemic, but you need to get out your screams fast because the hotline shuts down tomorrow. Would you like the phone number, Kennedy?
Yep.
The hotline number is 561-567-8431. Maybe we should do this on the show tomorrow. That would be funny.
Why is there a hotline? Can't you just scream?
Yeah, but it's fun.
Is this so there's someone at the other end to listen to your scream?
Probably.
It was just a place to go, a place to focus said scream instead of into your pillow, that you could actually scream it into the universe.
Like, does someone answer your scream?
No, it's like a recording. It's like an answering machine, if you will.
You know, me and Area Codes producer Dan, 561, that is Florida. So that's a good place to call and scream at people.
Florida makes a lot of people want to scream.
What do you do if you're wearing a mask and you need to sneeze?
You sneeze?
According to a new survey, 40% of people say they keep the mask on and sneeze into it.
No!
30 of us pull it down and sneeze into our clothes and hands, and 2% just sneeze into the air.
Okay, don't sneeze into your hands. Don't do anything into your hands.
Sneeze into your elbow. You
isn't
dab it up.
Isn't taking the mask down defeating the whole purpose of covering your mouth for
if you're right
flying
here,
projectiles?
If you're right here and you got it all wrapped up, then you'd be fine.
If the work from home thing continues for a lot longer, Nissan has you covered. They've just created a concept car that is a minivan with an entire desk and workspace built in. So hop in your minivan, drive to a beautiful park.
I don't hate this.
I don't either.
Maybe hire somebody to drive you around and you can sit at your desk and do your job while on the pike.
That's car sickness right there.
Yeah,
I think pulling up to a beach area sounds lovely, Carson. Mm.
And a 35-year-old woman in Florida was able to get the vaccine early. She took her 70-year-old mother to get her vaccine at the appointment and then asked kindly if they had an extra dose, and they did. So they gave it to her. And a couple in Vancouver, British Canada, a 60-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman refused to wear masks at a gym and pretended to cough on equipment when people stared at them. They fined them $460.
Good.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Well, you know, sometimes we talk about people doing good, and sometimes, you know, the idea of all this whole thing is to make you smile as you start your day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody took Metallica's Enter Sandman, mixed it up with Huey Lewis and the News' Hip to Be Square.
Great songs.
So I give you James Hetfield and the News' Hip to Be Sandman.
That is unbelievable.
I just love a good mashup. I just love them so much.
Unbelievable. Never in a million years would those two things go together.
It was weirdly good.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 1041.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President-elect of the United States, Barack H. Obama.
My fellow Americans, the oath I have sworn before you today was an oath to God and country, not party or faction. And we must faithfully execute that pledge during the duration of our service. Let us each of us now embrace with solemn duty what is our lasting birthright. With common effort and common purpose, with passion and dedication, let us answer the call of history and carry into an uncertain future that precious light of freedom. Thank you, God bless you, and may He forever bless these United States of America.
Kennedy, I don't know if you realize this or not, but there is an inauguration today.
I've heard.
And according to the Constitution of the United States, a president's four-year term shall end at noon on the 20th day of January. So today, the end of Donald Trump's presidency, will see Joe Biden assume the office in the enduring inauguration ceremony at the U.S. Capitol. And Annie?
Yes.
There will be a woman, first ever vice president of the United States.
You know, I woke up this morning, I was driving into work, and I always think this day is so cool. You know, despite who it is that gets into office, whether I agree with it or not, you know, in the past, it's just such a special and moving and powerful day. And mm-hmm. to know that a woman is finally going to be a vice president in power just makes it so much better.
She will be sworn in by Justice Sonia Sotomayor and will become the country's first female, first black, and first South Asian American vice president. The vice president-elect will use two Bibles, one of which belonged to Thurgood Marshall, the first black person to serve on the Supreme Court.
I think we're all missing the most important thing that's about to happen today.
Oh, yes. And what is that, Kennedy?
Well, a new Twitter account had to be made.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
For the second gentleman, Kamala Harris's husband,
which Doug, I just love.
He's you the best. We'll follow.
You know, I've had a chance when I was in the Army to travel all over the world, and I've been in some pretty dangerous places and seen government buildings completely blockaded off mm-hmm. by military troops and by guards and gates. And I can always remember thinking, I am so fortunate to be born and raised in the United States of America, and I can't wait to get back home and enjoy those freedoms. And it looks a lot different today. When I watched the news last night, there was a piece of me that was a little bit sad to see that this is how the transfer of power has to happen. You know, Lana said to me, do you think this is how it's going to be from now on in Washington, D.C. for the transfer of power? And I said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping 4 years down the road, you know, things will have calmed down a little bit.
Well, regardless, I just don't, and I'm not trying to say one person over another person, but I just mean to say that he doesn't strike me as the kind of person that'll say, I'm not going to play your reindeer games. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? This is clearly as evidenced by what's going to happen today. Mm-hmm. All of the people that are a part of this inauguration today, people that he is lifting up who have lifted others up, I think. It's just a different mindset is all.
Yeah.
I read a crazy statistic. It said there are more National Guard troops ready to be deployed in Washington, D.C. today than there are soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. Right
and they've
now.
Had to pull some of the soldiers off of the detail because of the things that they've posted or they've said about their political beliefs and who they support, which I thought was really interesting as well. So Trump is supposed to leave the White House just before 8 o'clock. He is headed for Joint Base Andrews, the military base in Maryland used by the Air Force. So they've issued invitations for a ceremony at the base. So this is happening pretty much on the same day.
It just feels kind of petty. Regardless of how you think of whomever, this just feels very petty to me.
So the inauguration program is going to actually start at around 11 o'clock. That's when the prayer is going to happen. My wife worked late yesterday so that she could clear her schedule today. We love this stuff. We're going to sit in front of C-SPAN for most of the day. Mm-hmm. I like to watch it kind of without all of the breaking news stuff happening on the screen. I just want to kind of watch it unfold. So the Biden family is going to be there. There's a Georgia firefighter that will be there to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. She is the first African-American woman in the department's history to be promoted to the rank of fire captain. So she will be there to do that.
Many people like that are a part of it.
Right.
I saw all the women, all the people that will be reporting for ABC, CBS are all going to be women as well.
Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga, who campaigned for Biden, will perform the national anthem. Amanda Gorman, the first ever National Youth Poet Laureate in the U.S., will read a poem. Dr. Silver Beeman, a friend of Biden, the president-elect's late son, Beau, will lead a benediction. Beeman is the pastor of a church in Washington, D.C. Jennifer Lopez will have a musical performance. I don't know what she's doing yet.
That's a surprise, remember? That's what A-Rod said yesterday. Mm. We're going to be surprised, he said.
Do you think it'll be something patriotic?
That's a good question.
I think it will be.
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, if she does Jenny from the Block, that'd be better.
She comes out in like St. Patrick's Day clothes. She's like, yay.
At midday, Biden will be sworn in by John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The president-elect plans to use his family's very large Bible from 1893. It's funny because John Roberts, I think this is now his third or fourth swearing-in procedure, and all of the people that he has sworn in were against him being sworn in or didn't, you know.
All of them?
I think
it couldn't have been all of them.
Because they're different parties.
Yeah. There were people that wanted, anyway.
I think
on.
That's what I read, that he's had to swear in all of these.
The people that didn't want him in the Supreme Court?
Like Biden was a senator who voted against him being sworn in. You know, those sorts of things happened.
Well, we got to rise above it. And he is. See, this is what you do as a grown up.
Biden will take part in the traditional pass in review. That will be just after 2 o'clock. So he and Harris and their spouses will make the short walk to the east front of the Capitol, where they'll observe a procession of each branch of the military. The pass and review signals the peaceful transfer of power to the new commander-in-chief. And then the next event will take Biden about 3 miles southwest of the White House to the Arlington National Cemetery. So there's going to be 400,000, obviously, veterans that are interred there. But Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And then Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton will join Biden at the cemetery, as will former First Ladies Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, and Hillary Clinton.
Plus, there's a virtual parade that's happening because a real parade can't happen.
Yep.
Right.
And that thing looks
unbelievable.
Unmatched.
Yeah, what is that going to be? John Stewart is involved in that, right?
Yeah, let me get my notes up here because I'm going to do it dirty later. So what it is, it's a virtual parade across America because they can't do a real parade.
Right.
It will be right outside of the White House. And then it's Tony Goldwyn, who played the president on Scandal. He's hosting it. John Stewart is involved. The New Radicals will be there for the first time in 22 years. DJ Cassidy's Pass the Mic featuring Earth, Wind & Fire, Nile Rodgers, and a whole bunch of other folks. Audra Day featuring an inspirational figure skater known as the Skate Kid. Also, it will feature the skateboard guy.
Yes, the Ocean Spray guy.
The dog face. A Popka or something
like
that.
Yeah, dog face.
Dog face.
His,
he'll
Instagram
be there
handle,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the show in the evening. That will be a 90-minute primetime show. I think that starts at 8 o'clock.
Celebrating America. Yeah.
Yes, Tom Hanks will host that, and that will feature remarks from Biden and Harris. And then so Justin Timberlake is supposed to be a part of that one. Ann Clemens, Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi, John Legend, Eva Longoria, Demi Lovato. That's all happening
in the
evening.
Yeah, they announced a whole bunch more. Katy Perry, Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard, and the Black
Pumas.
Don't forget Garth Brooks.
Oh, yes.
He's going to show up
Black
in boots.
Pumas, I am all
Garth
in,
Brooks
Kennedy.
Is doing the inauguration, not the concert at night. There's so much happening, Dan. There's so much happening.
Right.
It's a full day of programming.
And, you know, we put in a request to have the First Lady on the show this morning, but she's busy. She turned us down. But we did get the First Lady of Massachusetts.
Yes.
She will be joining us on the show this morning, coming up just after 8 o'clock, which I think is super cool.
Awesome.
Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty coming up at 6:30?
All right, so, Annie.
Yes?
There's been trouble in paradise for the bachelors.
Oh.
So I guess Claire is single now? We need to talk about this.
Who'd have thunk it? Oh,
right?
No.
Oh, you got engaged after 2 weeks. Oh.
You mean reality TV's fake? Oh,
what?
My God.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of KM Bacon. So stop me if you've heard this before, but another bachelor couple has bitten the dust.
Wow.
After Claire, according to Chris Harrison, blew up the show, leaving after 2 weeks with the love of her life, Dale Moss, the two are calling it quits.
No.
Oops.
Dale says they've decided to go their separate ways and says it's the healthiest decision for both of them right now, and saying that they strongly believe in leading with love and always remaining true to oneself. But from what I'm gathering, this was not a they've decided. It was a Dale decided. I'm guessing her calling him her husband before she knew his middle name might have had something to do with it. And take it from someone who tells someone they love him after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just don't.
She was a whole lot. She was like, we're going to have babies. And his eyes went dinner plate wide.
Like, yeah. Just a couple of days ago, like, you know, on her Instagram page was the two of them all lovey-dovey. So, Annie, I would like your input.
So the season itself was just so difficult to watch because she literally was so obsessed with him. And you could tell that he didn't want to be rude. I think the producers were like, dude, you got to propose to her.
Are you kidding?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. It was 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And I do feel bad because Claire is older. She's been on like 5 of these shows. She's already been engaged to someone on one of the shows before. Like, I just think she's in one of those situations where she's ready to settle down. And I understand. I don't like when people put pressure on age and stuff, but she's 39 years old and obviously she's ready to do these things. But he wasn't. And I just think you get so kitty cornered in these shows. Mm-hmm. And then when they go home and they're quarantined and they're stuck and they realize, oh, wow, we know nothing about each other and we really don't like each other, that's when it blows up in your face.
It sounds to me like he's the one that did the leaving. And then it seems to me that she kind of was blindsided and she wants him back.
She would never leave him.
Yeah. So,
but that's what I
got engaged the first to my ex-wife. We knew each other about 8 months when we got engaged.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, it was just a complete and utter disaster. And that was 8 months.
That's too short.
I knew my husband for 2 years. Shouldn't have done it. He only proposed to me because he was moving to Germany. I'm telling you right now, that is the only reason. If he had gotten stationed anywhere else, Carson, we have not gotten married. At least we wouldn't have gotten married right then.
Right.
100%. Yeah. So anyway, I feel you about the pressure. So in any event, good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa is shutting down looming pregnancy rumors and blames her playful emoji use for the misunderstanding. See, what happened was she was on an interview with Kimmel last night, and she posted a picture in a cute little dress, but it was the emojis that did her in. It was things like a baby bottle, a little angel, sparkles, pacifier, a teddy bear. Which led people to believe, are you pregnant?
Why did she do that?
I don't know. But she said, she was looking at the posts and she says, I don't look pregnant, because she doesn't.
No.
And then she's like, oh, the emojis might have come to bite me in the ass. So the question is, are you pregnant?
I like finding little random emojis. I really didn't think this through. And I posted it. And then I look at the comments. And then somebody says, is she pregnant? And I look at the picture. I look at the comment. I look at the picture, I look at the comment, I'm like, surely I don't look pregnant. And then I see that people had been writing that I might be announcing my pregnancy, and I'm just like, oh my God.
So anyway, she said, I'm not pregnant, just to clear it up. Not pregnant.
And if you ever are pregnant, please don't use emojis to announce your pregnancy.
I think it's kind of cute. A little baby bottle emoji.
It's just hysterical because I don't know why she would ever do that.
Like, and why she would think anybody wouldn't think she was pregnant.
I would never post a photo with a baby bottle and like baby feet. Like I just, I need to look at the
Unless
photo.
Unless I was holding like a niece or a nephew or something.
Sure.
And Dan, Annie, if I say the Brat Pack, do you know who I'm talking about?
I do, yes. I watch a lot of 80s movies.
Thank you. So the 80s, back in the 80s, Annie,
yes.
There was a group of people who were in all the movies.
Yes.
Your Molly Ringwalds.
Yes.
Your Emilio Estevez's, your Anthony Michael Hall's, your Ali Sheedy's, your Andrew McCarthy's,
like
your
Debbie Moore's. Like the State Elmo's Fire.
Your crew. Outsiders were like Charlie Sheen, Robert Downey Jr., Matt Dillon's,
yes.
Thomas Howell. And Rob Lowe was the unofficial president.
And
he believes that in these troubling times, we need the Brat Pack back.
I think the world needs some iteration of it. I do. Because there's not enough in the world to make fun of. I think the Brat Pack should volunteer. but I don't know what it is. It has to be something weird and quirky and offbeat. Is it a cartoon? Is it like a version of Scooby-Doo where we're trying to search for Andrew McCarthy? Is that, I don't know. But why not? Oh, okay, Brat Pack as Big Brother. How about that?
I would be here for all of them.
I love
Does this set your 80s girl heart on fire?
100%. I've been going down and watching old 80s movies.
Yeah.
Oh, so much saxophone in those movies.
Who was your favorite Brat Pack member in when
Molly
you were a
Ringwald.
Kid?
I wanted to be Molly Ringwald.
Yeah. Even when I was watching Breakfast Club, I was like, I just feel like this was Kennedy. Like, this was like the life here.
I wanted Judd Nelson's hair.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted his hair, but I was really more like the nerd. I was what's his name?
You were not
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, I feel like you're Emilio Estevez in that movie.
No, he was cool. He was the athlete.
He was super cool.
Yeah, no,
I
was not
cool.
No, what?
That's how I picture you.
No,
looking.
I was always the new kid. I never knew anybody.
Which makes you automatically cool.
No,
you were mysterious.
I've seen pictures of you looking fly in your outfits with friends and such.
No, that wasn't until I was like 17, 18 years old. It took me. No, I was the nerd kid that never knew anybody and always awkward and trying to make friends.
It's tough to move that much, for sure.
Yeah, no, that was the opposite. Yeah,
I was Judd Nelson without the cool hair. I was just in trouble.
Ripping butts.
Yeah. No, her in Pretty in Pink, that was me.
Yes.
Not Breakfast Club, but in any event. And James Spader. Oh, love him. You know, he was in Massachusetts for 6 months during quarantine.
Where were you?
I just found out about it, and I'll get past it, but it's fine.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
Run!
quite the chills.
Kelly Clarkson singing at the Obama's inauguration. And, you know, with the inauguration today of President-elect Joe Biden and then Donald Trump wrapping up his presidency, there's this weird little space-time continuum where nobody's president. And I get to jump in and pardon a few people. You didn't know that, did you? There's just like this small flash of time.
I don't think anybody knew that.
Yes, it's you got to read deep into the Constitution.
Right.
Where President Carson takes
it's
over
actually
control.
Actually, on the back, along with the National Treasure stuff. Yeah.
The quill was running out of ink. It's real light.
So 617-931-1234. And I know this might be a little bit weird or awkward for you to open up about something in your life that you need a presidential pardon for, but we've all made mistakes, right?
Yeah.
We all make big mistakes in life that we hold on to. We've wronged somebody at work. We did something terrible in a relationship. We lied. Maybe you stole something. I remember last night lying in bed thinking about this, that I was in the probably in the 10th grade and I stole Surf Wax from a 7-Eleven. And I still to this day go, why did I do that? Why did I have to steal something? I had the money. It was just for the challenge.
The thrill of it all.
It was a terrible thing that I still hold on to this day. So yesterday in the Unfiltered After Show podcast, I allowed everybody on the show to fess up to something that they wanted my presidential pardon for. And something that Kennedy shared with us was a shock to all of us. Mm. So I'm going to play that audio for you. And again, if you want to call in, I'm going to give you the presidential pardon. You don't have to use real names. You don't have to use your business, whatever. We can do it
judgment
anonymously.
Judgment-free zone, as always.
As always, a judgment-free zone. So 617-931-1234. And while you're calling in for that, I'm going to play you this audio of what Kennedy wants a presidential pardon for. Listen to this.
So I went away. This was recently. I went up to Maine to a place I go, and I had a terrible time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the people next door were very loud.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember this.
Yes. And you, it was like your little hideaway.
And we just talked about it, I think, at like 6 in the morning with the, how was your weekend?
Right.
And I said maybe 4 things about how it was just really loud and they, you know, you could hear it through the walls.
Right.
And they were banging on the door and their dogs were barking and it was hard for me.
Right.
Well, they were listening.
Who was?
These people who were next door.
No.
You never told us this story.
I didn't want to tell you that. It's embarrassing.
You're kidding me.
No.
So this was up in Maine, though. This is hours away.
This was Maine. I still to this day don't know how. Because I went back. So anyway, I get this really long letter that was written by one person and then forwarded to her husband, who then sent it to me. And I read it, and I felt awful.
Mm-hmm.
And they came at me pretty hard.
Did they?
Yeah, because they felt that they were being singled out on the radio, I'm sure, even though nobody knew who they were or where I stayed. I never said any of those
never
things.
Right. Their privacy
was
never
clear
violated.
That I was talking about them.
And they knew that.
Had their reasons for everything they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And blah, 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 blah. So I sat there. I remember just sitting here. My face went completely white when I read the email the next morning. And I just felt terrible.
Mm. Wow.
And so I went back and forth with this guy a few times. You know, I said, you're not wrong. I am very sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, it was me more than anything.
Yeah.
I clearly wasn't in a space to be around people. I wasn't expecting to be around people. And I was expecting to have a very quiet weekend, and you guys weren't. And that's all that
is. That's all it is.
And so we went back and forth a few times, and he was very kind. And now I'd like to think that we're all okay,
whoever
they are.
Right.
You know. And I was like, at the end, I'm like, anytime you need concert tickets, if ever concerts ever happen again, you let me know.
Right.
And then out of the swag closet.
It's the one thing I can do.
Right.
But,
Hmm.
Someone's always listening, y'all.
Did you know
no.
at the time that they knew who you were?
No.
Because clearly they knew who you were.
I mean,
or they wouldn't have known it was you.
I mean, honestly, I hardly went outside except to walk the dog.
Yeah.
And we sat outside, but I sat out there in the wee hours of the morning because I get up so damn early.
So they must have knew you, though.
I was only there for a day, and I left at like 6 o'clock.
Or how would they know that she was talking about them?
The story was the story.
Yeah, and if you're like driving to work on a Monday morning after being in Maine at a hotel with your dogs.
Where you were playing games till 9 o'clock in the night.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And I know that my face looked like my face because they were being really loud. And when I walked by, I know what I look like.
Yeah. Well,
Kennedy,
RBF.
As president of the show today, I'm giving you a presidential pardon.
Because this one really is sitting heavy on my soul. It really has.
Yeah.
I feel terrible.
Do you feel better now that you've gotten the presidential pardon?
I might feel worse, but...
You feel worse about it?
No, I'm just hearing it again. I feel like it was so catty of me. They were celebrating. They were together, groups of people who hadn't seen each other in a really long time. They were celebrating.
I have given you the presidential pardon.
Let it go. No more energy on it. You did nothing wrong.
Nobody's perfect, Kennedy. We all make mistakes.
I love you guys so much, and I'm sorry. Yeah.
People got pardoned for a lot worse, Kennedy.
Yes. Yeah. No, but you don't want to be that person.
No, you.
And I try not.
Did you have a pistol on you like Lil Wayne?
I did not.
You're fine.
I did not. So anyway, thank
the
you
window is closing quickly on presidential pardons. I want you to know. 11:59, they run out. So if you want your presidential pardon before 11:59, 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
A lot of people are texting in. They want my presidential pardon, but they don't want to be on the radio.
That's smart.
Like, can you change my voice? Not Maggie, though. Not Maggie. Maggie wants my presidential pardon. What's the story? What do you feel bad about that you need a presidential pardon?
Okay, so it's really I just feel guilty about the way I handled something, kind of like Kennedy. And I had this really good friend for like 2 or 3 years, and we were really close. And she just did something that really offended me, and instead of confronting her about it and telling her how I felt, I just completely ghosted her and just cut her out of my life, and I feel bad about the way I handled it, but...
Oh, you don't want to be friends with her again?
No, just I feel bad about the way I handled the situation.
I see.
I blame her, but I do feel bad about it.
All right, I'm giving you the no judgment here, but you are granted your presidential
Amazing.
Pardon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. We also got a text, Kennedy. It says, I'm scared someone will recognize my voice. I'm a coward. But I stole videos when I worked at a large wholesale club because the people I worked with stole them every time. They worked, and they showed me how to stick them in my bra. I succumbed to peer pressure.
It's okay.
I'm giving you the presidential pardon.
Yeah.
I am giving you the statute of limitations has expired. You don't work there anymore. It was peer pressure. People have been pardoned that have done a lot worse.
It's just petty theft. If it was a felony, then maybe.
Nobody uses them anymore anyway. You're fine.
Yeah. The media is obsolete. All right, let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So today is the day President-elect Joe Biden and Vice-President-elect Kamala Harris will be sworn in later today. So here are some of the updates for you. So after the swearing in, and then Lady Gaga, of course, will be singing the national anthem for that. J-Lo will be performing. Then there will be a virtual parade across America that will be live streamed because they can't have a real parade. Mm-hmm. They will receive a presidential escort from 15th Street in Washington to the White House. And the entourage as they're going will include the University of Delaware drumline and the Howard University drumline from the alma maters of Biden and Harris. And then there will be a representative of every branch of the military. The parade will be hosted by Tony Goldwyn, who played the president in Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jon Stewart. The New Radicals are going to reunite for the first time in 20 years. And you might say, why? Why this song? Why this band?
Because it slaps.
Well, it does. But, I mean, the last time it was in, it was 1998. But apparently it was the soon-to-be second gentleman's Doug Emhoff's walk-up song during rallies.
Stopped.
Also, it has a deep connection with the Biden family. In Joe Biden's autobiography, Promise Me Dad, he wrote, "You Get What You Give" became the family's rallying song for Beau when he was going through his battle with cancer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is the New Radicals, "You Get What You Give," which is, I think this might have been a number one song from that time.
Sure. It was a huge hit.
You guys said New Radicals this morning, and I was like, I don't know who that is. And then you played the song, and I was like,
of course.
Weird story. First ever, like, working in radio, I was part-time. This is the first person I ever met in radio that was, like, a star was the lead singer of this band.
There'll be every state will be represented, and Massachusetts is going to be represented by the Massachusetts Veterans of Foreign Wars Honor Guard. Then Celebrating America happens in the evening, hosted by Tom Hanks, and will now feature Katy Perry, Tim McGraw, and Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard performing their new song, Undivided. The Black Pumas will be there. They're expected to perform Colors, and DJ Cassidy will be there. With Louis Fonsi, they join previously announced performers Bruce Springsteen, Foo Fighters, John Legend, Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake, and Jon Bon Jovi. That happens at 8:30 on all of the. You couldn't miss any of this if you wanted.
It's going
to
be everywhere.
It won't be on Bravo, but other than that.
I'm going to settle in my chair at about 10:30 this morning, and I'm not going to get up until it's time to go to bed at around 10.
It's a lot to watch. It's a lot to watch unfold. I'm really excited.
And a couple of interesting things as well. A new Twitter account had to be made. You know, they had to transfer over all the Twitter accounts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And their new account had to be created called Second Gentleman for Kamala Harris's husband.
So cool.
I think what's interesting is they are getting rid of all of the followers on the presidential Twitter accounts. So if you follow, say, POTUS, They are going to shut down the account. They are going to take all of the tweets from that account. They are going to be archived with the National Archive, wherever they do that.
I think that makes great sense.
And then they will relaunch the account as soon as he is sworn in and the presidential team can take it over. And then you will have to go back in and refollow.
Everybody deserves a clean slate. I like it. Speaking of Kamala Harris, Vogue is responding to the backlash over the cover of her. If you don't know what I'm talking about, they released a cover of Kamala in like a black jacket and pants, and she was wearing her Converse. She looked very casual, yep. And it was supposed to go on the inside of the magazine, not as the cover. So in any event, the cover with the blue Michael Kors suit will be re-released. They're going to be publishing a limited number of special edition inaugural issues. It was a gesture of goodwill combined with the excitement about being able to publish a cover in the time for this special day. So, all right, let's talk about Thomas Markle for a moment.
Okay. Ugh.
He has revealed his motivations for leaking the letter Meghan Markle wrote to him back in 2018. And this is sort of what started all of this bad blood, is that they printed a letter and they only printed parts of the letter.
Yep.
They printed them very much out of context and made her kind of look like a terrible person. Because why? Because they were mean to me, Daddy. In a witness statement, Thomas told the UK High Court that he released Meghan's handwritten letter to the Daily Mail because he felt he was being vilified by a People article describing his relationship with her. He said, "When I read the article, The Truth About Meghan and People, I was shocked by what it said about me. It was a total lie. It misrepresented the tone and content of the letter Meg had written me in August. Quickly, I decided I wanted to correct that misrepresentation." He claims he believed Meghan authorized five of her friends to speak to People about their relationship and the letter he had written him. So that article quoted some of her friends,
yep,
but didn't name who they were.
Sure.
Saying he's never been in her life. This is not right. Mm-hmm. And so he thinks everybody just ganged up on him. He says that Meghan loved me and that she wanted to repair our relationship. But he perceived the letter was a criticism of himself and it signaled the end of our relationship. Like, he wanted to, if any of you guys remember, he wanted to make that photo op. He's like, mm-hmm. can we just get together and take this picture so that everybody knows we're cool? Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, I just don't think this would be a great idea right now. And in one magazine, it was like, she was said no because she's mean, when the real reason was that she wasn't. It's just so bad.
Also, you haven't been in her life. Like, I just...
At all,
you,
right?
You feel bad because you're realizing you are a garbage father.
But and as a father, like, and again, I don't have children, so I don't know. And I think it's also important to protect yourself as a human.
Yeah.
You know, you're human first, but they were being mean to me. So I decided the only way I could fix a relationship with my daughter was to leak it to the Daily Mail.
It's just disgusting.
Well, he's just trying to make money off of it. That's what he's
right.
doing.
Right, 100%.
He's trying to stay relevant and make money.
So anyhow.
He's what we call in the Army a Delta Bravo.
That's right, Carson. That's right. Meghan is currently seeking a summary judgment in her case against the Daily Mail, who denies that they unlawfully published the contents of her letter. If the presiding judge grants her request, she will not have to present her case in court this autumn. So we'll see what happens there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
My fellow Americans, the oath I have sworn before you today was an oath to God and country, not party or faction, and we must faithfully execute that pledge during the duration of our service. Let us, each of us, now embrace with solemn duty what is our lasting birthright. With common effort and common purpose, with passion and dedication, let us answer the call of history and carry into an uncertain future that precious light of freedom. Thank you, God bless you, and may he forever bless these United States of America.
President Barack Obama on his inauguration day, and I think, you know, today is a pretty special day where you get the peaceful transfer of power from one political party to another, from one president to the next. And just by dumb luck, we happened to schedule an interview.
No, make it sound like it was our
most
idea.
Of our show.
Yeah. With the First Lady of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Lauren Baker. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Lauren. How are you, honey?
Great. Nice to hear your voices.
Good to hear yours as well.
Well, thank you for coming on this morning. And we're going to get into a conversation about the pandemic electronic benefits transfer program that you guys have done this year, which I think is very, very important. But before we get to that, I want to ask you about Inauguration Day. I mean, you are one of the few people that we know that has been through something like this. Not quite on the scale, obviously, as the president. But do you remember your husband's Inauguration Day and what stands out to you from that time?
Well, Inauguration Day was, for us, a very special time filled with all sorts of traditions. And it really sort of starts the night before. We had a dinner. We had a multicultural sort of prayer service that was really special. And then the day of inauguration is just all pomp and circumstance. It's like awe-provoking. You know, it feels very important and special and traditional and a real celebration of our democratic way of governing.
And being a first lady is honest-to-goodness job, is what you do during this time. What, like, if you could give some advice to incoming first ladies or second gentlemen, as we're about to see, what's that advice you'd give?
Well, I think it's very different at the federal level than it is at the state level. And certainly Joe Biden has been there for a long time. So, you know, I mean, even the advice that Jill gave all of the governor's spouses was, you know, to forge your own trail and be true to who you are, because this job is not about you. You know, it's about your spouse, who is the elected official, and spouses aren't elected. So it's important to remember that and to just continue to be who you are and forge your own trail.
I love that advice.
Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1, where you're speaking with First Lady Lauren Baker. So let's talk about the pandemic EBT program. And this was something that I think, and even Kennedy and I talked about this when it happened, that it was so important for the students in the Commonwealth, because so many kids in school rely on the food that they get in school. And sometimes it may be the only meals they get are in school. So can you talk about that program?
Yes. Well, it is a great program, and it's really important. The Pandemic Electronic Benefits Transfer Program, or PEBT, is a way that many families across the Commonwealth can get food during this pandemic. And yeah, it started in the spring. And the good news is it will now be continued throughout the entire 2021 school year. So
that's big
kids
news.
Can continue to receive these monthly benefits and support for food if they're eligible for the National School Lunch Program.
Mm-hmm. So if your student is remote learning, or if your student is doing a hybrid learning situation, either of those work, you're able to get that program.
And Lauren, I saw that this program will support 500,000 students. And that is just such an astronomical number to even comprehend. Like, when I read that, I was like, that is unbelievable to do in this state. And what does that mean to you?
Well, it's really important, because these are tough economic times for a lot of families. And so to be able to receive extra money every month through the PEBT program to buy healthy food for your kids is just, it's a real help for so many families. And it's going to put about $40 to $60 million into the local economy in the Commonwealth. And so it's not only helping your students get healthy food, it's helping your local grocer and the farms and the suppliers and all of that right here in the Commonwealth. And that just is sort of the ripple effect of this PEBT program.
So, First Lady, where will you and the governor watch the inauguration today?
Yeah, of course.
The man's working, Carson.
I mean, are you,
he's got to work today. It's a regular work day.
Is it? Do you all hang out at the house and watch it, or is he going to be at work and you're going to be home watching? What's going to happen?
Well, he's definitely working. he's definitely working, and I am definitely at home. But I will both probably take some time out today to watch the ceremony, because bearing witness to the peaceful transfer of power is pretty amazing thing that we get to do as Americans, that, you know, not everybody across the world gets to do the same thing.
And so we have a first lady. So what will it be with the vice president again, Kennedy?
The second gentleman.
A second gentleman?
The second gentleman.
That's wild.
Yeah.
We have a second gentleman.
Yes, we do.
Freaking awesome is what it is. And we have a female vice president, which is even more freaking awesome. So just a little excited. Sorry.
Have you had a chance to meet the vice president-elect?
Yes, many times. Oh.
They're old friends.
No, not at all.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We have had the chance to meet on a couple of occasions, and this is a really exciting time for our country.
Couple powerful females right there.
Ballers.
Well, thank you, First Lady. We appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning. Again, I'd like to take credit for booking you on the day of the inauguration, but it was just dumb luck, and we were off on Monday, and we couldn't do it on Tuesday, so that's how that happened. So we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure, and if anybody has any questions about the PEBT program, they should go to the website, map-ebt.org.
And we'll get that up on our website as well today.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Of course, anything
really
for you.
Helpful.
All
right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, First Lady. map-ebt.org. I love you ladies called her Lauren. I was like,
that's her name. It's okay.
I feel awkward. I have to call her First Lady.
I was like, do I call her Miss Baker? Do I call her First Lady? Do I call her Lauren?
Yeah.
When I answered the phone, that's how she introduced herself. She's like, hi, this is Lauren Baker.
That's
like, all right, Lauren,
she's just a normal lady.
Yeah,
she's the First Lady.
She's a wonderful person. A wonderful person.
I will only be referred to as the second gentleman of the Carson Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.